Yes, that lion forms on the right.
On the right, babe.
Not that Maggie's back in town.
Yeah, he's back in town. It's Monday already. Can you believe it? It felt like it was just the 4th of July. I was enjoying myself, you know, watching them lose. And when I mean them, I mean the Yankees. Get swept by the Reds. I was trying to enjoy myself on the 4th of July. I hope everybody had a great holiday, a great weekend. And we're back. 203 on the fan. McMonagle here with you. You know the deal. I got you for 3 hours until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. Me and Fleegs in it with you for the next 3 hours. And we'll get to the Mets, and we will get to who their all-star is and who their all-star should be. And obviously a terrific win with just tremendous at-bats that speak to who the Mets are in that ninth inning. But let's speak to who the Yankees are right now, because what they are right now is a bunch of losers. That's for sure. As they are now 6-16 over the last 22, you know the numbers, right? Worst team in baseball over that stretch. They haven't won back-to-back games since the second and third games of the Royals four-game set, which ended in a disaster, which who knew at the time? I remember thinking to myself at the time of that blown series when Clay Holmes blew that game against the Royals, I remember thinking, wow, times are so good that even devastating losses like this don't bother me. I remember I was in my car. I was driving to take my son to, I think it was his first, but maybe second, doesn't matter, one of his flag football games. And I was like kind of annoyed as I turned the car off. I was listening to it on the radio as Clay Holmes blew the game. But I remember really thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what? Things are pretty good. Things are so good that I don't even care about this. It's a bump in the road. They just kicked the crap out of Kansas City. They're going to get right back on track. Big series against Baltimore coming up. And Boston. And I don't feel the same anymore, because this team is not only losing, it's the way they're playing. It's everything about them. It's everything about every feel you have about them. It's whether or not you know in the extra innings they're cooked, or whether you know the lineup can't get any runs, or whether you know the starting pitcher isn't going to have it that day, or you see little signs that you know are going to turn into a problem inside a game where everything was once so great. Everything is now so putrid. And let's start there for a second. I'm going to get to Aaron Boone here. And I know that's kind of the topic du jour, but I haven't been here since last Wednesday, and a lot's freaking changed. But let me just say this. At the beginning of the season, we praised this team. I praised this team for the sense of urgency. And it wasn't just made up. It wasn't just, you know, McMonagle the fanboy making up nonsense. It wasn't. We watched the games. We talked about it. We talked about whether or not it was the Soto effect. We talked about them never playing Grisham or never playing Jones. Imagine that. But we talked about them always playing their guys and, you know, to start the year, never giving Judge a day off, never giving, you know, they were playing every single day and they were playing with urgency. And at the end of that West Coast trip in particular, for me, was where it really showed where they had already had a successful winning road trip on the West Coast. They'd already won a series against San Francisco. And that Sunday leading into the weekend, leading into a Monday with a day off, that was a typical, let's give Judge a couple days. Hey, it's okay if we win or if we lose. That has been the feeling around this Yankee team for years now. For years. And to start this season, and it wasn't just the winning, because they won a couple years ago. They had that great start a couple years ago. I didn't get this sense of urgency. They were kicking ass. They were actually winning at a higher clip than they even winning this year. And I thought they were a good team, and they fooled me in many aspects. But I didn't get that sense of renewed urgency coming from Judge at the end of last year, talking about urgency at the start of the season, talking about all the things that needed to change, right? And we were expecting some change. We knew it might not come in the front office or with the manager, but we thought maybe analytics would change. We find out that's not going to change. But what certainly changed to start the year is the New York Yankees' sense of urgency, the way they played, the way they let other teams make mistakes, whether it be on the base paths or whoever else, you know, taking that first four against the Houston Astros and playing great defense and, you know, showing this exuberance that normally wasn't shown by this team during regular season wins, it felt different. I'm sorry, it did. And all of that has freaking evaporated and gone the opposite way. And I don't know whether or not it's Aaron Boone and what he says in the press conference, because I got to be totally honest with you. I don't care, never have. I can't change my mind on it now. Show me a manager who's going to make you feel good about going 6-16. I'd love to see him. I know we get hung up on him saying it's right there in front of us, what other cliches that he continually says. Every manager has them. Every manager says them. Again, show me a manager who is good at a press conference after getting your heart ripped out like they did Friday night. Show me a manager who's good and makes you feel good about the team when they're 6-16 over the last 22, the worst record in all of baseball with the worst ERA in all of baseball after what they started with. Show me a manager who's good at it. I don't even care necessarily about walking Devers. Like, some of the in-game stuff doesn't bother me with Boone. I'm still there. I don't think he's a terrible in-game manager. All of you do, that's fine. I understand not walking Devers with nobody on and nobody out. And I understand keeping Luis Gil in there when he's dealing. If they would have brought in anybody else and they gave up a home run, we'd be killing him today for taking out Luis Gil. I think it's all second-guess nonsense. But where I stop the defense, and where even I, the Boone defender, has to get freaking annoyed, is now this is not just other seasons where I've been able to defend him. This is now a track record proven thing. And whether he wants to call them out, and listen, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't think it makes a difference. Do I think DJ LeMahieu needs to be called out publicly to get his stuff together? I don't. And if he does, shame on him. But whatever Boone is doing, it's not working when it comes to showing respect to the manager and showing respect to the game of baseball. Because I can tell you this, I understand losing. I understand some of the trials and tribulations of a 162-game season. I've been right there for it throughout a lot of this stuff with the New York Yankees and New York Mets and New York Giants and New York Jets and every other team. Losing happens. And particularly over the course of 162, even the best teams will go over a stretch. Maybe not this particularly long or bad, but they will go through a stretch where they lose 5 or 6 games. They will go through a stretch where they lose 4 or 5 series in a row. It happens, even to the best of teams. And if you look at over the last couple of World Series champions, it's happened to them in particular. The Texas Rangers blew the division. We've seen these teams that, you know, the Atlanta Braves were terrible right before the trade deadline. The Washington Nationals had the worst record in baseball at one point. It doesn't mean you can't win. And losing is losing. It's the way they're losing. And something I'm telling you right now, I've been kind of plodding along with it. And maybe it's because I was there in the building Wednesday night with my kids for firework night and watching Judge hit into that double play. I couldn't even get the words out of my mouth. How the hell are you pitching to Aaron Judge before he hit into a double play in the 7th inning? And then obviously again with Volpe in 9th inning. If you remember that game, I happen to be there. That's why I remember it. And then, you know, I'm trying to enjoy myself. 4th of July, I go to my buddy's house. He thinks he's doing me a favor by putting the Yankee game on, even though I'd probably rather just stay away from it and watch it later on DVR. But I'm stuck watching this crap. I'm stuck watching them lose to the Cincinnati Reds and getting swept at home. And I'm watching Grisham not give a damn about a ball in the outfield, about a ground ball up the middle base hit, not give a damn. And I, listen, whether or not he needs to be called out publicly, the reaction to that was ridiculous from Aaron Boone. Ridiculous. And I got to watch DJ LeMahieu not hustle out ground balls against the Boston Red Sox while he's hitting under 200. And I'm telling you right now, something inside me snapped. You know how the Grinch, his heart grew 3 times the size after hearing the Who's in Whoville still sing about Christmas, even though they didn't get any presents or have any roast beast? I'm the opposite. I've been the biggest-hearted Yankee fan you could find. I'd argue with anybody. Something snapped inside me watching DJ LeMahieu not get into a rundown on a double play where the first baseman steps on the bag. You have runners at the corners. This is typical baseball 101 fundamentals, which I know we've been killing the Yankees for. How could you argue with the way they're playing right now? But that play on Friday night against the Boston Red Sox, something inside me snapped. And even though they were about to win the game and were one strike away until Clay Holmes, who's an all-star, we'll get into it, 888-808, I can't even say the number, I'm so mad, 888-808-1019, we'll get into him being an all-star. And, I mean, this is just typically how the Yankees are going. A sinker ball pitcher, whatever you think of him, his whip's too high, he's not a closer. He doesn't give up home runs, gives up a home run to a hitter who doesn't hit home runs so that they lose that game, and you know they're going to lose it in extra innings. But I was pissed already because that play absolutely blew my mind. First and third, one out, ground ball to the first baseman. He steps on first, he throws to second. DJ LeMahieu runs into the out. You all know what happened. DJ LeMahieu runs into the out, and Anthony Volpe doesn't bust it home, and they don't score a run that you have to freaking score in. This team is literally playing the worst baseball in Major League Baseball. Nobody is worse than them right now. They know what they're going through. They know. And that sense of urgency, that was the feeling of change around the organization, has completely turned into a bunch of losers who hang their head. And that's the body language is terrible. They hang their head. He figures, oh, crap, it's a double play. I'm not going to, oh, we blew it again. Instead of hustling and making the other team make the play. DJ LeMahieu has got to stop running and get into a rundown. It's the same play Judge and Soto just pulled 2 days prior and stole a run. You don't run into the out, and Anthony Volpe, Mr. Next Coming of the Yankee Greats, homegrown Yankee Greats, who is absolutely falling on his face right now. And I appreciate he plays great defense, and up until that play, he's someone who hustles all over the place. That's unacceptable from a young kid who's going through what he's going. You have got to get these guys in the right frame of mind. And when I think of the Yankee great managers in my time, I understand Joe Girardi was a good manager, won a championship. But the greatest thing Joe Torre was able to do was to, one, keep the boss away from the team and keep those expectations away from the team and have the team not get crumbled under the weight of New York or whatever you want to call it, the pinstripes, whatever else. This team is crumbling under the weight of expectation. They are crumbling under the weight of their play. They are crumbling under the weight of the fan base reaction. And the manager has no answers. None. I don't care about walking Devers. That's a call. You want to say he has to walk Devers? We're playing every night with a terrible lineup with one hitter who can beat you, and they still pitch the Judge constantly. Devers is not Barry Bonds. I don't care about walking him in that spot. Pitch to him. Don't throw a two-strike fastball right down the middle. I don't care about which reliever he brings in constantly. It's so second-guessed and so nonsense. Inside the game, he's fine. I know everybody's got a problem with him inside the game. I don't. What I have a problem with is the lackadaisical play that is dragging this team down. And I don't know if the answer is to call them out publicly. It's worth a try, and at least it'll make us feel better. But I don't know what the answer is. What I do know is Boone doesn't have it. And I like Boone. And I'm not going to sit here and call for his firing. What I am going to say is it's enough is enough. And if these guys respect him as much as we hear, and if Judge is going to talk about him as glowingly as he does, and all these guys are going to talk about Aaron Boone, he has our back. I love how he fights for us against the umpires. I love this. I love that. Well, your play is going to get him fired. Because the urgency, the fire, anything else that resembles a winning baseball club has completely evaporated from this team, and I can't figure out why. I don't know why. Yes, losing is one thing. I get it. They're having a terrible month here from Verdugo. Gleyber Torres is giving you nothing all year. Volpe is slumping. You've got the injury, so you're playing with Jones. You're playing with Grisham. I get it. We all get it. And on the scheme of things, on the scale of things, is the roster worse than Boone's management? Sure, why not? I'm open for debate. But not the way they're playing. That's unacceptable. I can't watch this crap. I understand how many different guys they have in the lineup that have under 100 OPS plus, most in the league, and all the different stats you'll get. We watch the games. I get it. And they haven't stolen a base in 20 games. Everyone's so hung up on that one. They're down 30 runs every night. They're 6-16. They're losing every game. Should they be? Do you steal bases when you're down 4 runs? You do not. Not saying that's the only reason. They're old and unathletic. Totally agree. But the reason why during this stretch in particular they're not stealing bases is because they're down 3, 4, 5 runs every inning. You want Gleyber Torres to try and steal a base when they're down 4 runs? I don't care about the stolen bases. I don't care about Devers. I don't care about which reliever he brought in. I don't care about any of that. That's managerial stuff. We watch every game. Met fans are probably thrilled with Mendoza. I can give you 10 things off the top of my head over the last 2 weeks where I disagree with what Mendoza does. It's a manager. He knows the team better than we do. He stays away from guys we wouldn't. Things happen we don't understand. We disagree. We get upset with. That's fine. This is not about the in-game management of Boone. And it's not even so much about what he talks about in the postgame. It's the players and the way they're treating the game. And it's not just Gleyber Torres. It's guys you don't expect it from. It's DJ LeMahieu. It's Anthony Volpe. It's Grisham, a guy who's been begging for time this whole year because he hasn't played because the Yankees had a sense of urgency and didn't give anybody a day off for the first 2 months. And now he wants to, you know, lazily go after a ground ball? You got a veteran like DJ LeMahieu who's done nothing to help this team whatsoever all year, isn't in tune with the game enough to not run into a double play. Anthony Volpe, who has done nothing for a month and is as big a person of interest when it comes to why they're 6-16 over the last 22, doesn't have it in him to run hard? And forget walking Devers. It's the last of the Yankee problems. It's never been about, I've been arguing it forever. It's not about the Red Sox. It's not about the Orioles. It's not about the Dodgers or any other team you don't think they cut the mustard against. It's not about that. When it's this team, it's never been about that. It's about who they are and how they're playing. And right now, they hit a patch, and it's understandable. And this rotation probably was pitching over its head. It's come back to the means a little bit. I think they're kind of starting to hopefully turn it around. You've gotten some better starts over the last week. Last night, Luis Gil arguably is the most important thing to come out of that game. You could make a very strong argument that him pitching like he did last night and getting back to the dominant pitcher he was is more important than even the win. You could make that case. It's not about who they're playing. It's about how they're playing. And when you're playing like this and you're struggling, you got guys, instead of fighting it, look like they've given up. Instead of battling through like the manager tells us they're doing, like they all say in the post game, oh, you know, we just got to battle through it. We got to battle through it. Battling means hustling even when you're struggling. Battling DJ LeMahieu is making the smart play despite the fact nobody understands why you're in the lineup to begin with. That's battling. You've got starting pitchers either moping like Carlos Rodon, or you got them yelling at their teammates like Marcus Stroman. You got guys who have been who've built a career on hitting and hustling, not doing either? And I've never been a proponent of firing Aaron Boone. I've never been a proponent for it. And I'm not going to call for his job today. This is July. It's not October. And despite everybody, and I see it all, you know, what would you do if your boss, you know, if you told your boss you were unsuccessful every year since 2018? He hasn't been unsuccessful every year since 2018. They don't carry that. And it's not just selling chicken buckets and beer. It's just that they understand winning a World Series isn't the only trademark of a manager. And he's won 100 games a bunch. He's won a lot of games as a New York Yankee manager. I think he's entitled the year. I do. But right now, watching this slop, it's more than losing. I can handle losing. They're still 18 games over 500. They're still in a wild card spot. When I look around the rest of the American League, there's really not a team that scares me that I think the Yankees, when they're playing well, and hopefully with some additions at the All-Star, at the trade deadline, as well as getting some guys back healthy, there's not a team in this American League I don't think the Yankees can beat. Nor is there a team they can't lose to. And we'll get into why they should still go out and have faith in this team and why they should still make an aggressive trade deadline and all that. But we know why. Because this team has to win. You've got Judge and Cole at the prime of their careers. You've added Juan Soto. You don't know how long it's going to be, whether it's this year or any other. And you have to go out there and try and win and be aggressive. And I still think this team can change. But man, oh man. If this isn't as, last year was ugly, but it was Franchy Cordero, it was Bowers, it was IKF, it was, you know, we knew what it was without Judge. Judge is healthy, having one of the best years of his career, arguably the best year of his career. He's cooled down the last maybe week or so, but I mean, the guy's unbelievable. Soto's healthy, has a 990 OPS. They've got the two best hitters, you know, two of the five best hitters in baseball right in the middle of that lineup every day. Their rotation was the best rotation in baseball for 2 months. There is no reason to be playing like this. It's one thing to lose. It's another to show you what they're showing you, and it's disgusting. And if the manager doesn't want to call him out public, that's fine. But it better freaking change. Because this is what gets managers fired. What gets managers fired is this kind of play and the inability to stop the downturn. It's all great and gravy when you're going well and you're winning all those games. Now that it's hard, now that you're losing, how does your team react? And how have the Yankees reacted to losing? By hanging their heads. By not staying focused. By being lazy and not hustling. And I don't care about his in-game decisions. I care that while the team is losing, he's leading a bunch of guys who are sad and down in the dumps and not making sure they played solid, fundamental baseball. And I'm freaking tired of it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake, Jones rolls left, throws left, wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 2:30, McMonagle here with you. It's not just the losing, it's how they're losing. That's what's bothering me. And I know everyone wants to make it about Boone. I understand. And me too. I mean, right now, it's not so much, it's just the attitude. I think the in-game decisions get overblown. I really do. Even last night. The reaction, I understand Devers is killing them. I get it. 0-0. A tie game, you want to put them on? I mean, I guess. If that leads to a big inning, I'm not going to be happy. You can't pitch Luis, Luis Hill looks the best he's looked in a month, mowing him down. Got to take him out for Weaver? Weaver gave up a home run to the nine hitter. Like, it's just, they didn't score any runs. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe it's a problem that the starting pitcher had like 12 pitches through seven innings. Maybe that's a problem. It's about the lackadaisical stuff we're seeing and the bad baseball. That play Friday night, I lost it. I lost it. It was late at night. I did things with the kids. Promised my wife we'd watch a movie. We watched, you know, because I have the TV all the time. Every night I'm watching baseball. She doesn't get to watch TV with me. You know, she has to go into another room or go on her laptop or whatever. I feel bad. So Friday night, I was off all day Friday. She's off. She was like, can we watch a movie tonight? I'm like, okay, I'll watch the Yankee game late night. That's fine. I got some sleep over the past couple days, so I felt good enough to stay awake a little bit. Fine. I mean, 145, we watched, what was the movie? The Iron Claw, about the wrestling family. I mean, and the game was more depressing than the fact that an entire family is ruined and in the grave. It was more depressing to watch that ninth inning and that whole game. That play, oh my God, I was so mad. That play is just typical loser team. Typical loser team. And to see it come from two guys, Volpe, who's got to be Mr. Hustle, right? And then to give you some lame excuse about a little, you know, unsurety about whether or not it was a fair or foul ball. What the hell does that have to do with it? You're watching the play. You run out the play until someone yells foul or tells you to stop. I mean, this is Little League stuff. And the fact LeMahieu just runs into the double play is mind-numbing. It's mind-numbing. Everyone gets on Volpe for it, sure. A lot less people are on LeMahieu. LeMahieu, that's a dumb play from a veteran baseball player. Just stop. You don't even need to get into a rundown. Just stop running. It's unbelievable how bad that play was. It's unbelievable how bad that play was. And then, sure, does it bother me to hear it downplayed in the postgame? Absolutely. Of course. And if it's part of the problem, hey, I'm not above the idea that I can be wrong. I don't think it's that much of a difference. I don't know if calling out DJ LeMahieu publicly and saying what? Saying, yeah, it's a terrible play. He's got to hustle. Benching DJ LeMahieu when he's hitting 140 could be benched for any given reason. You think if he gets benched or scolded publicly, suddenly DJ LeMahieu is going to come out and play rip-roaring baseball? But hey, I'm willing to try it because right now there is, it's just pitiful. Pitiful. Let's get to the calls. I'm hogging up too much of your time. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Eli in Washingtonville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, how's it going? Listen, I enjoy every second of that intro. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Because last season and the season before, you argue with me all the time how Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone are the greatest things in sliced bread.
You see, that's the mischaracterization that gets me in trouble with all you people. No, I never said they're great.
Right.
Last year, in particular, during the offseason, I said it's probably time to move on from Brian Cashman. So, I mean, I don't know what else I can say. I think he's done a good job. People think he's the worst thing ever. So I disagree with that. I don't think he's necessarily the greatest executive ever, and he's made so many mistakes over the last couple of years. I'd be more than willing to move on from him. But when he left, I would say thank you for a great run, Brian Cashman. I enjoyed it. I guess that's the difference between me and most fans. But go ahead.
Right. But listen, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, right? Now, this guy just added one batter.
He added two batters. Well, he added Verdugo as well.
But Verdugo is actually going into this little slump too. The offense is again is the problem, and not only the offense. Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone are attached at the hip, so you know you're not going to get rid of one without getting rid of the other. The problem with the Yankees is that there's no accountability from the front office down. Now, they don't blame Cashman for putting a adequate team, not mediocre, adequate, because that's what the Yankees are every season, adequate. Good enough to beat up on bad teams, mm-hmm. But
the one team that's owned everybody in Major League Baseball, you're right, it's the one team they can't get past. That is true.
Okay, the Astros. And now this year, it was 2 years ago. Now this year, when they faced the Red Sox, it was that the Red Sox punched them in the mouth, and now they're going into a downward spiral again. Now, Aaron Boone does not have the respect of the players. Because, one, Rodon, how many times has he showed him up on the mound?
Yeah, I don't know if it's Aaron showing Judge, him up, but listen, it's hard for me to disagree with you now with the way they're playing. That's kind of the point of my... Aaron Judge absolutely respects...
Well, Aaron Judge, when he took him out the other day, what did he say in a press conference? Oh, you know, I don't want to be taken out. And, you know, he was bothered.
Yeah.
And now all these other players...
Well, you got to do...
All these other players are not playing fundamental baseball because there's no accountability. They know they're not going to get...
What's going to happen?
You know, confronted...
Confronted by with what? How do you know they're not confronted? Everything because they're not confronted publicly. I have no doubt that he got into Anthony Volpe privately. He's not going to do it publicly. And I'm on right now. My whole open is that something's wrong and Boone's got to figure it out. And so far, he's shown zero answers for it. So I'm not going to try and defend him on it. But what I'm just going to try and some of the narratives. Like, do you think DJ LeMahieu didn't hustle because he thinks that the manager's fine with it? Like, honestly. Do you think he's sitting there going, I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what everyone's complaining about. I mean, the manager's cool with it. Like, do we really think that?
No, I'm not saying. No, I don't think that. But well, it's when you play the game the right way.
Right.
Right. Or
Do you think they played the game the right way the first 2 months of the season when they built up the best record in baseball?
Well, like I said, they beat up on bad teams.
Oh, stop with this. They beat up on bad teams.
They
just got swept by the Cincinnati Reds. They just got swept by the Cincinnati Reds. You just said the Astros are the hottest team in baseball. Before all of the injuries, they took 6 out of 7 from the Astros. They beat the Cleveland Indians. They beat Milwaukee. Stop. This is the stuff that gets me in trouble because I'm pissed at the Yankees right now. I'm pissed. But let's talk about what's real and what's not real. It's not about they beat up on bad teams. They lose to one team. The best team in baseball has been to 8 consecutive ALCSs and has won multiple championships and been to multiple World Series. Everybody's had a problem with the Astros. Like that, I mean, that's the part like where I just get a little, because it's like, oh, Aaron Boone, consistent failure. His first three is 100 wins, ALCS, but... Ultimately, it's the world. You got to win the World Series, so it's a failure. And I get that. Fine. I'm not here to argue it today because I'm pissed at him. Because right now, he's got his team playing like crap. And I definitely think, I don't know if publicly, but I'm willing to give it a try. I think it'll ultimately just make us feel better, and I don't know what it'll do, honestly. And you want to bench guys? That's more held accountable than killing them publicly in the media. Because I don't think there's a lot of managers who do it. Like, you think the Yankees are the only team that doesn't play, you know, good baseball? How about go look at Ron Washington? Ron Washington and the Angels, he's called out his guys left and right. I mean, have they suddenly turned around and played? I mean, they've won some games, I suppose. But, like, you could say benching definitely accountable. And he benched Gleyber Torres. Bench Gleyber Torres for 2 days. I don't know what the answer is, but the idea that you know what the answer is. Right now, I don't know what's going on with Boone, and it's hard for me to say the players do respect him because they've played uninspired baseball and non-hustling baseball. I know Judge respects him, but they're going to get their manager fired because this. And even if we wake up to the news that Aaron Boone has been relieved of his duties, I won't complain. How could I complain? They're falling apart, and they're not hustling. They're playing uninspired baseball. Now, pitchers getting mad, you know, off. Mike Mussina told Joe Torre to get back in the dugout. Does that mean he didn't respect him? We've seen guys. He's frustrated. He wants to stay in the game. We talk about it all the time. That's good, right? We want to see some fire. We want to see this. Now he doesn't respect him. If the Yankees were winning, nobody would care about that. They're losing, so nobody respects them. I think they do respect him. But he can't seem to knock off this malaise that they're in. And it's happened, you know, this is not the first time that it's happened where they start to hit a rut and he can't figure out a way to get them in the right state of mind. and they're playing uninspired baseball. And it's definitely on him. I just don't, you know, we don't have to bring up everything over the last few years because I don't think all of it makes sense. But it's hard for me to argue tonight. Jules in the Bronx. What's up, Jules?
Hey, what's up, G-Max?
What's up, buddy?
Look, I'm just disgusted as you are. I've been around a long time, but these Yankees now are just embarrassing me with the way they play. And let me tell you, I'm going to simplify it all out, all right? Because I've been around since when I was 12, I watched Roger Maris and Mantle play at the stadium.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, this guy Boone, who decided he was a manager? I mean, his Cashman?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, Cashman and the Yankee office and ownership.
Cashman he didn't know nothing about. I mean, Gene Michael was the whole. Cashman was like sitting in the background.
Here we go again. No, please stop it. Please.
No, no, that's important.
No, it's inaccurate. It's just not true. It's inaccurate.
All right. Why is it inaccurate?
It's inaccurate to dismiss anything Cashman's done or any of the championships the Yankees have won. There's no doubt that the core of the team was built by Gene Stick Michael, which, by the way, Brian Cashman was the assistant GM, if you want to say in the background.
I remember.
So
he
was the assistant GM to that team. Then he took over the general manager in 1998. And then they won three consecutive World Series. Oh, did they? They had Chuck Knobloch. They had Scott Brosius. They had El Duque. All those players are meaningless.
You might be right with Knobloch.
No, yeah. No.
Anyway, listen. Okay. Can I make my point?
Please do.
I know you're all right. Listen, that's one thing. Aaron Boone, his attitude. He's not a manager. He's making them crazy. I can tell you his reaction before he makes it, or what move is he going to make. It's always the wrong move. If he makes five moves, four of them are definitely going to backfire. He's just that way. Now, Judge, I'm not so happy with him anymore.
No?
He doesn't hit in the clutch that much anymore.
It's just not true, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, listen, he's in. After being the greatest hitter we've ever seen for 2.5 months, he has struggled over the last 9 games or whatever it's been. There's no doubt. He killed them the other night in the second game. I was there that night. Killed them. He killed them against Cincinnati. He hit into a double play in the seventh inning. Last night, nothing. The other night, had an opportunity to win the game, popped up. No doubt. Or tie the game. He's been struggling. But when you say he hasn't been clutch of late, you're talking about a week and he's the best hitter on the planet. And if you look at all his clutch numbers, late and close, they're all good. He has struggled in the postseason, particularly against the Astros. Won't argue it. But you're not too happy with Judge. Like, we're not too happy with Judge. He's got to do better in these one game here or there, no doubt. Of course, you want him to come through every single time. Sure, that'd be nice. I wish he could come through every single important plate appearance. But like, it's just like, this is what I'm talking about. This is what gets me in trouble because, like, I'm with you. I am mad. I am frustrated. I am doubting if Aaron Boone has the locker room and can coach this team in a way that can pull them out of this slump. Like, I'm starting to really get worried about what's going on here because of the lackadaisical play. I can't disagree with that. But, like, you know, every move Boone makes is the wrong one. Every move. It's just outrageous. It's a dumb thing to say. We don't care. We don't remember the ones that work out. That's the way it's supposed to go. It's just silly. He's won a lot of games. Like, it's just silly. It just drives me absolutely up a wall. This is not about his moves. It's just not. I'm sorry. That's not what I'm concerned about. Has he made bad moves? Of course. Of course. Right now, what is he dealing with? He's got a lineup that's terrible besides two hitters. He's got a starting rotation that's completely fallen apart. And he's got a bullpen that right now, I mean, the closer who I still deem, I don't think he's an all-star. We can get to that, 888-808-101. I don't know if he's an all-star the way he's pitched this year necessarily, especially as of late. But
I mean, Clay Holmes is one strike away from a win. I still think he's a pretty good closer. But besides that, what do you got? Weaver? Tonkin, who's been DFA'd by two other teams this year? Canely? Like, that's it. So, like, the moves are the secondary things, because I think he's kind of strapped at the moment, don't you? Like, yeah, everybody, listen. Like, Wells and Trevino have been a thing. Wells is just starting, and don't say otherwise because you're lying. I know Trevino hasn't been good offensively, and he can't throw runners out. Totally agree. Wells has just started to get his swing going, and he needs to play every day now. But while this, like, part of the reason he's playing Trevino over Wells, everyone's like, up in arms, oh, it's against the righty, oh, blah, blah, blah. He's got pitchers on the mound who are in crisis mode. And honestly, as much as the lineup stinks, the starting rotation at the beginning of this streak was much worse than the offense. This is the first time they've been shut out in this stretch. The offense has been bad, but the starting rotation has been a disaster. You got Carlos Rodon completely crapping all over himself. You got Luis Gil struggling to find himself. You got Gerrit Cole just coming back trying to find himself a little bit. He wanted to put the better veteran catcher out there to help his starting pitching. Now, Ben Rice needs to play against everybody. Some of the lineup stuff, totally agree. He had to move Volpe out. He did. How about that for a little consequence? You don't hit at the top of the order, we're moving you out of the top of the order. I mean, he moved Ben Rice to the leadoff hitter. I mean, that's the options he has. Now, I would put Soto there. I've told you what I would do. We don't have to get into that. But Ben Rice needs to play every day now. I don't care if it's righty, lefty, ambidextrous. I don't care. Ben Rice has to play. Same thing with Wells. Wells, right now, the way he's swinging a bat and giving you good at-bats, he's the starting catcher. That's it. I agree. That didn't happen until recently. And now, hopefully, the starting pitching started to turn into form. But you wanted the better pitch framer, you wanted the better strike stealer, and you wanted your veteran guy to help this, you know, group that's losing their confidence get through these starts. That's why Trevino was playing. It was a lot less about his bat and righty lefty, or day off after a day game after a night game. It was about trying to see his starting pitchers through. It's really not about his lineup, and it's not about his decisions during the game. Are they perfect? No. Can you point to a bunch? Absolutely. I killed him the other day. Absolutely. It made no sense to me. The I forget which game it was, the blowout game against Toronto or whatever it was, where Clay Holmes hadn't pitched in 5 days. Yeah. Hadn't pitched in 5 days. You got Vladimir Guerrero up with the bases loaded in a 3-run game in the fifth inning where you might still be able to keep it close. And he knows he's going to pitch Clay Holmes anyway because he hasn't pitched in 5 days. And he brings in Ferguson to face Vladimir Guerrero and waits till the eighth inning when the game's out of hand to throw Clay Holmes. Makes absolutely no sense. If you're going to pitch Clay Holmes anyway, put him in a spot where maybe he still impacts the game. Made absolutely no sense. I'm not telling you Boone is the greatest tactician of baseball. He's not. But that's not the issue. The issue is the style of play. The issue is the laziness. The issue is the crap we're seeing. Paul in White Plains. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Chris. How you doing? Listen, I feel the way you do. I think, though, that it's time for Boone to make his exit. I really feel that he's lost control of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And there doesn't seem to be any incentive. I mean, my heart bleeds for these guys. They're making plenty of money.
So what should be their incentive, and how should Boone give it to them?
I think they should get another manager. I really do. I think they should. They need to get somebody like Girardi who kicked their butts.
Girardi. Have you heard Girardi on the broadcast? Because every time something comes up about hustle, he's the most understanding guy I've ever heard. I'm shocked at his responses to some of the hustle stuff that's come through. I don't think they need somebody like Girardi. Nobody was happy with Girardi when he was here. Believe me, I remember. Nobody liked Girardi. Girardi was a terrible manager. It's the same thing. I'm open to Boone being fired right now because what boggles me, what I'm having a real tough time with, despite being upset with Boone, like the idea of, like, DJ LeMahieu is a veteran. What kind of consequence
does DJ LeMahieu need? Do you think DJ LeMahieu, like, let me ask you, do you think DJ LeMahieu is sitting at home right now going, hey, look, I'm making the manager happy, so everything's great? Like, it's okay. It's okay that I didn't hustle because Boone's okay with it. He didn't kill me in the press conference. So I guess it's okay.
I doubt it. I really doubt it.
So I'm just saying, like, I don't know if firing Boone is, I think Boone's just got to figure out how to get to these guys a little bit, change it up, maybe go after them publicly. Maybe that'll help. Again, could they fire him? If they fired him tomorrow, how could I cry? Right now, it's such a disaster watching them play. It's not just the losing, because I do think they'll turn it around. I don't think they're this bad. I really don't. I don't think they're this bad. I don't think this is the clear cut. Like, this is, you know, they had two months where they were as good as anyone in baseball, and now they've had a month where they're as bad as anyone in baseball. I don't know which one. I mean, I understand that they haven't won championships, and last year to me is different because they didn't have Judge for all that time, and the roster was particularly just awful. This roster, I mean, we talk about the depth. They had nobody in left field. This year they got Verdugo. He's the best defensive left fielder in the league, and he's a serviceable hitter. He's going through a terrible slump. Can't argue with that, and he hasn't been as productive as I would have hoped, but that's a legitimate left fielder. They were playing Franchi Cordero and Jake Bowers. Like, he went out there and got a legitimate left fielder for the New York Yankees. They had the Martian coming back. He got hurt as the backup to Stanton. Like, we were talking at the beginning of the year, we were talking about how much better this roster is, how much depth they have, and how guys aren't even, like, Grisham doesn't even play. I still think they're better than this. And I don't know. I mean, I know we've seen it before, so everyone just assumes this is who they are, and the 2 months were just an aberration. We'll find out. This is July. This is not October. We have time to find out. But right now, the ugliness is not looking good for Aaron Boone. And I'm as frustrated as anyone with him. I don't know if firing him is the right answer. I honestly don't. I don't know how the team will take it. They might cry. They might just all get into a room and cry about it. I mean, it's on the players. It's on Boone. It's on everybody. It's on Cashman, certainly. It's on all of them. It's extremely tough to watch. That play, I'm telling you, something snapped inside me. And now, honestly, if they want to fire Boone, fire him. I honestly don't care. Maybe it'll help. I don't think they will. I don't think they have to. Not yet. But if he can't figure out a way to pull this, you know, this team out of playing like crap, I don't understand. I just don't. And I know there've in previous years there's been some base running blunders, but and Torres always plays like this. I mean, that's fair. But I don't know if I've ever seen it this bad up and down the lineup, bad plays. Like last night, you've got Dom Smith on first base. Why are you throwing your best pickoff move and throwing it out into the outfield with Dom Smith on first? Newsflash, I know they can't throw anybody out, and they actually threw somebody out in this game miraculously. I know the Yankees don't throw out base runners. Dom Smith is going nowhere, Luis Hill. He's going nowhere. Why are you throwing the ball into the outfield? Like, it's just... And to be fair, they've gotten some, like, bad luck, too. Like, that Devers first home run, every ball that was hit last night didn't go anywhere. I thought Oswaldo Cabrera hit one into the 10th row, didn't go anywhere. I thought Judge hit one 112 miles off the bat. I thought that ball was gone, died in the outfield. Devers gets, you know, beat on a fastball, and he still finds a way to get into the left field seats. It's all of that. It's a guy with two home runs this year, and Yoshida doesn't hit home runs. Clay Holmes, and whatever you want to say about him, undeserving of an all-star, too high of a whip, doesn't strike people out. All the problems we have with Clay Holmes, and a lot of them are fair. The one thing he doesn't do is give up home runs. And he gives up a home run to a guy who doesn't hit home runs. They're one strike away. And that's what's frustrating, because they had this series won. They had this series won. They had the series won, and they threw it away.
And that's what happens. That's why Friday night's so frustrating, because with the way they're playing, they're not going to get the better of a team three times. They're just not. I don't care who it is. Red Sox, Orioles, Texas Rangers, Colorado Rockies. Right now, with the way the New York Yankees are playing, they're not going to get the better of a team three times in a series. It's not. They got the better of the Red Sox twice, but they didn't win that first game. That's a killer. It's very difficult to win a series when you blow a game like that when they're playing the way they're playing. Because now you're asking them to theoretically beat the Red Sox all three games. And they're just not in the capacity of beating anybody. The Red Sox came in playing their best baseball. The Red Sox have won 15 of 20 as the Yankees have lost 15 of 20. And they had an opportunity to make a statement night one, have a well-pitched game for the first time in what feels like forever, bring in their closer, end the game, take the first game, and if you follow that up with the three-run home run barrage from Rice and a nice, comfortable win, now we're feeling a lot different today. That was a devastating loss. Devastating. It was the worst loss of the season by far, and you might have to go back further than that to find the last time there was a more gut-wrenching, disgusting loss. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Mets. Pete Alonso's an all-star along with Clay Holmes. Probably neither of them should be. We'll get to who should have been an all-star, who got snubbed, if you care about that kind of thing. Pete Alonso back in the all-star game, back in the home run derby. But the Mets did something in the game yesterday that just epitomizes who they are right now. Because the offense has come back to earth a little bit. They've struggled. They lost the last two games against Washington, got beat up in the first game against Pittsburgh. But yesterday's ninth inning is all you need to know. And the difference between these two teams, we talk about two teams going in opposite directions. One team showing fight, one team showing grit. The other one's hanging their heads and crying.